Good morning, everybody. The Mary Griffith Show rolls on, brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi Harvest Ridge Coffee. My guest today is Brenda Fleer, and don't you love it when people show up with a poodle and they know I can't stand poodles, and then all of a sudden they say, is it okay if I bring my poodle to the Mary Griffith Show? What am I supposed to say? No? Leave it in the car? No. It's a special dog. What kind of dog is Bunny? Let's introduce... Well, we won't introduce Bunny. Bunny is having fun in the WT80 studio, though. Brenda Fleer is here, and so is Jackie Martin. So I guess we better start with Jackie, who is Bunny's handler. Jackie, get your face so you're looking through the gunner's sight at me, and move over if you can so I can see you. There you go. Jackie Martin brought Bunny, the therapy dog. Tell us all about yourself, and tell us about Bunny.
Well, my name's Jackie, and I am the 7th grade counselor at junior high school. I've been there for 19 years. Bunny is my dog, but she is trained to be a certified therapy dog. And in January, she started coming to work with me every day and helps me counsel kids.
Okay. So she not only helps you stay calm with these with these discipline problems, but Bunny helps calm the kids. Bunny is some kind of poodle, isn't she?
She's a Bernedoodle. She's part Bernese Mountain Dog and part poodle.
I love half of you. No, the old joke is that I don't like poodles. You know, it's been a joke for so long, I really don't care. But, see, I like poodles that are not cut into strange things that look like a topiary. So, a Bernese Mountain Dog and a poodle, and she is a certified therapy dog.
Yes.
Let's get Brenda Fleer in the conversation here. Didn't mean to ignore you, Brenda,
but
when you bring
Mary.
A dog, you know, what do you expect? You're going to get...
Absolutely.
You don't ever work with children and dogs. Didn't you ever hear that? Brenda, tell us about what you do. You're kind of the big dog.
I am the big dog. I'm the principal at Quincy Junior High School. And Jackie and I have been talking about this for probably 2 years. And I just, I had to do some convincing of some other people. And we just continued to have conversation about this. Jackie would send me texts and videos and all kinds of things just to remind
articles
and a lot of research. And so I did believe wholeheartedly in this with the social emotional, what we're dealing with social emotionally with kids today. I knew that there was a lot of research out there that therapy dogs could really help out. And so Jackie and I continued to have conversation, and finally we had the support of our central office, and it's been a great, great addition Bunny has to Quincy Junior High School.
This is exciting. I've had therapy dogs on the Mary Griffith Show before, and they're usually a lot smaller, and they go to like nursing homes, and they're more for, you know, cuddling and just helping people get that touch, you know, back. A Bernese Mountain Dog and a standard poodle, that's a big old dog. Bunny's big. So let's talk about Bunny. How does Bunny work? Kids come into your office. They may have been referred because they're a disciplinary problem, or they may have a emotional problem at home. So talk a little bit about what happens when a child appears at your doorway, Jackie Martin.
So Bunny... is a reason some kids will come to me.
And I've gotten to know them, and they've opened up about things because of Bunny. Sometimes when you're trying to talk to kids about sensitive things, if they have a distraction, that's why I have some toys in my office and things like that, they don't have to make constant eye contact with you. They're focusing on the dog. They feel safe.
They'll tell the dog their problems, but not you.
She's also been asked to do some pretty unique things that I wasn't expecting, but has been pretty cool to be a part of. We have a hearing impaired student who wasn't opening up or talking with her mentor, but had shown a lot of interest in a dog. And so the hearing impaired coordinator asked me to go to a session, and it was really amazing how the girl opened up and was talking about her grandma's dog and her dog and the best conversation her mentor had been able to have with her. Also, we've used Bunny to help kids learn how to regulate. Sometimes they lay her head on her and they listen to her breathing. We talk about nonverbal communication, about how her tail and her body language is showing things without her using words, and how that compares to students who may do the same thing. You're showing people something with your body language and not your words, but it still brings a concern to us, you know, and so.
But they need to use their words.
Yes, and so how Bunny communicates things, sometimes without words, how they are also doing that. So it's been a really good teaching tool as well.
Well, I was really getting excited. I thought you were going to tell me that Bunny learned American Sign Language, and then I was really going to get
excited. She does know a few signs.
She does know probably a few signs. They're so smart. We just had a study that came out, and I was talking about it maybe 2 weeks ago here on the morning show about how, you know, does your dog really understand? And, of course, owners know that if they say, get the ball, the dog does run and get the ball. Now, what that total comprehension is, but they do associate that word ball with that round object that they love to play with. So dogs do understand, and they also understand children's emotions, and they kind of are natural comforters, especially if they're trained to be a therapy dog. So,
right. If she sees a kid that's upset or crying, she's naturally inclined to go towards them, which has been pretty cool to see as well. Like, she'll go up to a kid and sometimes put her head on their lap or her paw on their lap or sit next to them. And it's been kind of amazing for all the staff and myself to even see that, because this is the first time Bunny's been in a working setting full time. So we've seen a lot of different behaviors from her that I didn't even know she would have. So it's
Bunny, I hope you've got union representation. It sounds to me
she's had a great evaluation.
I was going to say, it sounds to me like they might be working you a little too hard, Bunny. You better ask for extra treats. Now, the flip side of that is, and that's one reason why a poodle is great, because they're kind of non-allergenic, but some kids are afraid of dogs, and that's a big dog. My husband is a bus driver, and he always says he wishes he had a therapy dog on his bus, because, you know, a lot of kids are crying and they're upset. They don't want to leave home in the morning, or they don't want to go back home in the afternoon. You know, it's just like, you know, they want to play with their friends or whatever. And so sometimes there can be some tears and some comforting, and be like, it'd be so nice if you had a little pocket pooch. Just hold the dog and pet the dog, and, you know, and I'll keep driving. But what about kids who might be afraid or have had a bad experience with the dog?
Well, I will say we put out, a permission slip for to our entire building and to all of the guardians. We were a little nervous. Jackie would come to me every time and say, is there anybody, is there anybody, is there anybody? And there was absolutely no one that opted out. Everyone had the opportunity. The first thing is, if there is a student who is afraid, I think we maybe have a couple that will just kind of, you know, just kind of stay a hand's length away.
Which is smart for any dog you don't
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. And there are rules. And Jackie went into all of our teams and spoke about the rules with the dog and the different things that you can and cannot do. And so that was a big thing that we did, you know, prior to. We did a lot of proactive things to prepare students and our staff for Bunny and Bunny's arrival. So there are, you know, we really haven't had that issue. Even more so than just all of the things that Bunny brings to the table, something that we probably didn't realize was the effect that it had even on our staff.
Yes.
Some people don't understand that a lot of times our staff brings home secondary trauma from their own students. And so therefore, there's a lot, not only do they have maybe their own trauma, but then the secondary trauma of our kids. And so that social emotional help that Bunny provides even for them is just incredible. Everybody just seems happier. And it's been so neat to watch Bunny at bus duty, at lunch duty, all of the places. She's gone into lots of different classrooms, some of our special education and cross-categorical autism classrooms. And Bunny is a pretty big hit.
Yeah, you wish all of your your teachers were as well loved as Bunny. Bunny issues no tests. That's one of the
That's
reasons.
True.
Yeah, Bunny is not on an even playing field.
Yeah,
come here, Bunny. Come here and let me pet you. Oh no, she's like, you don't have any emotional disturbances. She probably goes, oh my God, lady, I can't solve your problems in a short period of
Bunny
time.
Bunny gets lots of bandanas.
I was going to say.
Many, many students have brought Bunny gifts. They make things for Bunny. And Bunny's bandana today says QJHS
Employee of the Month.
Oh, good, Bunny.
And a
employee
student
of
made
the month.
That.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. We're talking today to Jackie Martin, the handler of Bunny. She's a seventh grade counselor. And Brenda Fleer, the principal at Quincy Junior High. And are there any other therapy dogs being used in any other classrooms in the Quincy Public Schools?
Yes. Actually, there's two therapy dogs being used at Rooney. Erin Armbruster is that teacher. She's one of my best friends. And her therapy dogs are actually the parents of Bunny. So they had a litter right around the time COVID started. And that's how I got Bunny. And so yes, comes from a line of therapy dogs, I would say.
Ooh, a pedigree. You may be a mutt in many ways, Bunny, but you come from a long line of therapy dogs. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about the therapy dog, Bunny. Not the only dog in the Quincy Public Schools, but I bet you that a lot of principals will be wanting a therapy dog. I know my husband wants one on his bus, so advocate for him, would you, Brenda Fleer? By the way, Brenda Fleer is 100% girl. Her name tag is all blinged out with rhinestones all the way around it. I mean, the girl is definitely a girl. We'll take a break. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The Mary Griffith Show has literally gone to the dogs, in specific a Bernese Mountain Poodle mix named Bunny, who is a therapy dog, a certified therapy dog, owned by 7th grade junior high counselor Jackie Martin, who comes to work with Jackie every day and helps calm down children, helps children identify and find their voice to tell Jackie what their problems are, what their goals and aspirations are, what things are impeding them for making progress in school. I tried to come up with any reason I could think of that this wouldn't be a good idea, and Brenda Fleer says nobody's complained, everybody's all in, and gee whiz, everybody should have a therapy dog from the way I hear them talking about it. The social-emotional aspect of children is coming more and more to the forefront. I mean, Brenda, you've been in the education game a long time. When you were in college learning to become a teacher, you know, back when you rode your dinosaur there, and you know. But you learned about reading and writing and arithmetic and how to teach a curriculum and how to do things like that. Did they talk much about social and emotional development, or it was just like they're going to come, they appear, you sit them in a desk, you teach them these skills, and then you send them on their way? But, boy, that's not the way it is anymore.
It absolutely isn't. There's so much more to a child. And I think we are learning that there's so much more to learning. If kids don't feel safe, if kids don't feel loved, if they don't have their needs met, then learning really doesn't take place. And so having teachers who understand this. So we've done a lot of professional development around social emotional learning. Not only just for our own selves as the teachers who may be a trigger for some kids. And so we have to understand how behavior impacts behavior, and that behavior is all behavior is communication, is a form of communication. And so we've got to learn how to do that. But no, that was never really a thing. And so more and more that's got to be at the forefront, in the colleges and universities for preparation for teaching.
Who would have thought that you'd have to deal with anger management issues? But there are kids who are experiencing trials and tribulations at home. Some of them are also a little bit behind on their academics, and so the frustration at this time of year, the frustration is starting to mount. I'm in seventh grade, and wow, my grades aren't good, and I'm trying. But when I try to study at night, I've got to take care of my little brothers and sisters. Or when I do this, something comes up that disrupts me. And I'm really struggling, and I'm trying to do my best because I know that, it's really going to be important that I do well on these quizzes that are coming up and stuff. So this is a high anxiety moment, and that anxiety often manifests itself as anger. And sometimes that's where the professionals come in to say that anger is really not anger. That's just, you've got to get to the bottom of that. Bunny can help, right?
Yeah, or not having very good coping skills. They've not been modeled that. So how can you get some of those feelings out without being harmful to others and especially yourself?
And the other thing, you know, Bunny is trained. So Bunny knows to sit and stay, and Bunny knows to respond to a reward. Bunny also knows she has to wait for a reward. And so children can see that the dog can regulate its behavior, so they can wait patiently. They can keep their mouth shut while the teacher's talking. They can maybe do some of these, like you said, regulating things. I love that word. I've never even heard that word used like that until I started interviewing school teachers. And now that word regulation comes up all the time. What do you mean by that? Why are some children poorly regulated?
Well, I think, there's a lot of research just in the brain. The different things that happen from, you know, in utero, that when things are happening with mothers and then their families and the stress that's put on, it actually changes the brain. And so there's, we've done a lot of research, or I have myself with trauma and the different ways that people cope with trauma, which some are not positive. And so there's ways of when you're trying to figure out when kids are dysregulated, which means that they're really not in their thinking part of the front part of the brain. They're in the back of their brain. The all emotional part. And so we all know that when people are highly emotional, you really cannot effectively communicate with anyone. So trying to have a conversation with a student is kind of a mute point. There's no real point in that. So you've got to get a student in a position where he or she can then regulate themselves, get to a moment. Oftentimes we've done things where if kids come into my office and they're heightened, I'm going to just put my timer on. How many minutes do you need? Do you need 1, 3, or 5? You're giving them choices, so that helps to regulate a little bit. And then it's just getting them, it's a breathing, it might be a breathing thing. It could be, we do a lot of tapping. It can be thinking about other things. It's getting your brain into a different area so that you can have a conversation that's meaningful. And there's just a ton of research out there about it, and it makes complete sense because I've seen it with kids.
Well, it's interesting, too, because we live in a society where, you know, hugging and physical touch with a teacher is not always deemed appropriate. And some kids do need a hug. Well, that's where Bunny can come in. You know, Bunny is not going to sexually assault them or be threatening to them in any way. But Bunny keeps regulated. So Bunny's heart. Is the heartbeat of a dog about the same as the heartbeat of a kid? Or how
does
that work?
It's a little faster, but it's more of them knowing that there's like a rhythm to it, mm-hmm. and that can be regulating.
And the breathing
up and down. And even if they can match their breathing to the dog, it's still slower than what they were when they're escalated.
Or shallow, and make their breathing more shallow so that they're not, you know, hyperventilating. And yeah, it really is hard. And we see this as adults. I mean, I know when I'm really irritated about something, that is not the best time to have that conversation because I'm not in my, you know, I love Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. And I like, when you feel so mad that you want to roar, take a deep breath and count to 4. I find most things that I do wrong, a 4-year-old could mm-hmm. figure out if I would just listen to the advice of Daniel Tiger on PBS.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Bunny works every day at school, right?
Yes, full time.
Does Bunny have like an appointment book? Do kids come in to get counseling or is it always being referred because of an incident, or is there like preemptive strikes with Bunny?
Well, Bunny is with me all the time when she's at school because I'm the only handler for her. But I have, since Bunny's been here, I've had special requests for things that I wouldn't normally do, which has been enriching for my job, for my position as well, to get to experience some different things. But like the hearing impaired student, or mm-hmm. some of our classes are offering rewards based on Bunny. So like if they earn enough points, then Bunny will come and have a class visit with the kids, things like that. So sometimes we have had teachers call and certain kids that really respond to the dog, and they'll say, can I send this student to your office for a few minutes? They need to regulate or calm down. And it's been just another tool that we have. And since the pandemic, we have a lot more social emotional issues than we used to, a lot more attendance issues, a lot more just negative, I guess, kind of things that have happened. And so sometimes we have kids that want to come to school because of the dog, just like we have some kids that come to school for the meals. So
yeah, some kids come for the meals, some kids come for the sports, some kids come for a favorite teacher. Some kids come because it's safe there and it's not safe at their house. And if Bunny is one more reason to get better attendance, then all the better for that. Well, Bunny, we're talking about you. You're being really good. Bunny is very quiet. Mm-hmm. Bunny is beautiful. Bunny, let me describe Bunny. Bunny is a beautiful girl. She has gray hair with a flex of even more gray hair around her whiskers and everything. But she's a beautiful kind of black gray color. She's kind of speckly and she's really pretty. And her teeth are kind of white, but that one needs a little bit of brushing. just a little bit of tartar buildup there, Bunny. Just maybe we'll have a dental hygienist come in from, you know, the veterinary clinic, and you can get a free cleaning. We're going to take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, find out what's happening up there, and we'll be right back. It is 9:44. Thank you, Lisa, from the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Our conversation continues about the Quincy Public Schools. And as we say, it's not just about Quincy schools. It's about every school. And many schools are trying to adopt, you know, therapy dogs or some kind of therapy program to help children regulate their behavior. You know, kids have a lot of trauma in their lives. And I remember, you know, sometimes when I wasn't feeling my best, I just sit out on the front porch with my little dachshund and tell her all the troubles I had in the world. And that look on the face told me that it's all going to be okay. Bunny, of course, is not your average dog. And so, Jackie, go over again. Bunny knows not to knock kids down. Bunny knows not to really approach kids until she is allowed to approach them. Bunny has rules because this is Bunny's job. So talk a little bit about Bunny and how you trained her and what she does. You know, give us a little more rundown of what she does that makes her a therapy dog rather than just a cute little dog.
Sure, sure. So Bunny is certified through the Alliance of Therapy Dogs, and she had to go through their testing and evaluation process, which included having to be seen in three different milieus. So, like, hers was a hospital, it was actually a pet store, and a nursing home. And they evaluate how she does in those areas. Things they look for are the dogs don't jump on people. They're not supposed to be lickers. They have to have all the handling skills, like sitting, staying. Handler should be able to walk away for, you know, a couple minutes without the dog having anxiety. She should be able to walk at the same pace as the handler. So if I'm walking fast, she'll walk fast with me. She started her training actually at Alpha Dog here in Quincy, and she did the Good Dog program where she lived there for about a month. And that was awful for me, but you know, she came back with a lot of skills that then I could build on. So one of the things that's been kind of fun since she's been at junior high is I have students that earn time with Bunny. So a behavior plan, possibly, where they are working on something of their own, and on a Friday, certain time, they get to come and spend time with Bunny. The students now I've been teaching them to teach her tricks, and so she has quite the repertoire of mm-hmm. tricks now, and sometimes then I will take that student as a leader down to our special ed classrooms, maybe for that student to demonstrate Bunny's skills, which builds confidence in that student as a leader that may not have gotten that opportunity in a different way, and also helps them interact with some of our kids that want to see Bunny and they feel pretty proud that the dog will do these things for them. So
right, the leadership, like you said, and I know that all in every school system everywhere, they're trying to build leadership. No matter how young a child is, they're trying to build leadership by having these houses and having these different ways that some of the schools are doing to put kids together of different age groups so that everybody can develop their leadership. Brenda Fleer, the principal at junior high, you also mentioned that it has been beneficial for the teachers. Do sometimes teachers come and want Bunny time after school or whatever?
Absolutely. If we have any kind of meeting and Bunny shows up, man, it's hard
to
get.
It's a fight.
Yeah, it is.
To get
their attention. But to get their attention, because Bunny gets all the attention. We've also, interestingly enough, had two of our own staff members just get
the same breed,
the same breed of dog.
Hoping they'll be like bunnies.
But it's not a breed. It's a mutt. I mean, a Bernese Mountain Dog and a poodle just...
They're hybrids.
Bunny, close your
Bunny,
ears.
Bunny, your mom was... Your mom wasn't too picky, Bunny. But that's okay. You turned out great. Well, that's another thing to learn. Hey, it doesn't matter who your mom and pop are. You can do great things.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, you know, it is, well, you know, like you said, everybody's breeding for these certain traits in dogs now. And the truth of the matter is, the Bernese Mountain Dog is a rescuer. You know, they naturally will come and find you when you're in trouble. And poodles, despite the fact that I can't stand them, are very highly intelligent and are retrieving dogs and hunting dogs. So you've taken two very highly intellectual dogs with pretty gentle demeanors and gotten the best out of both of them.
Mary, yeah. we only take the best at Quincy Junior High School. She did have a resume. And created a
She did.
She's born
I tried
a therapy
everything.
Dog.
I tried everything.
Is Bunny going to be a mama?
No, she will not ever be a mama.
Okay. Bunny's been taken care
yes,
of.
Yes, she
Poor
is.
Bunny.
I know.
She needs a therapy dog.
She would have to take a lot of time off work,
yeah.
And we don't have...
We just can't accept that.
However, yeah. If Dr. Pettit doesn't have a budget for therapy dogs, so maybe the next one they get, before you spay her, get a litter out of her of purebred therapy dog.
There you go.
Brenda, has it made a big difference?
It absolutely has. It was so interesting. Parents who would email me and say, we use Facebook a lot to, share out things that are happening at Quincy Junior High School, and the amount of people who said, it is so awesome to watch this when we're dropping our kids off. Kids who may just really might be just having a bad day. As soon as they see Bunny, their demeanor completely changes. And you know, I wasn't somebody who loved dogs. And this is just really, since I've gotten my own dog over COVID, I didn't realize just how much kind of an emotional support it can be for people. And so Bunny has really been such a great addition to Quincy Junior High School. It's really exciting.
I had a teacher tell me today that he needed Bunny because it helps his blood pressure go down.
And that's scientifically proven.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why, you know, this is a weird thing, but when my husband had surgery years ago, I mean, he had to sterilize himself from head to toe for this surgery and rub all this back to, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just crazy everybody had on these big space suits and all these germs. He was out of surgery, into recovery, and here comes a therapy dog licking all over him, you know. But at that point, that dog gave 100 licks. The handler mm-hmm. said he'll give you 100 licks to get you better, like mm-hmm. that. But it really, you could tell, even though in a groggy state, it was great, you know. The dog was bed high, the dog was big, you know, the dog was gentle. But it was a licker, and that was, I'm sure, what it was. That was okay in that setting for it to be a licker. But, yeah, it was interesting to sit there and watch how, you know, somebody who was in pain in a groggy state could react and feel, you know, some comfort from the therapy dog at the hospital. And that was my first experience in a hospital setting with just some big old furry germ-filled thing coming into the room and licking all over you. I thought, that's weird, considering how safe they had been, but... You know, there were children on that floor, and boy, the crying stopped. Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
You could hear the wailing down the hallway, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know is this dog walks in, and the crying stops, and the crying doesn't continue after the dog leaves. The crying stays. End of the school year, Brenda Fleer, what's going to happen to kids, real quick, not about Bunny, seventh grade's critically important. We don't really hold kids back at seventh grade. What happens to children that are not meeting their goals and are not ready to go to eighth grade? What happens to them in seventh grade?
We have Summer Academy, which is our summer school, and we do have two different types of Summer Academy. We do have a placement for kids who just struggle and really just need that extra intervention. And then we also have sort of that content recovery, if you will, for students who just probably can do it but have just chosen not to. And so we've got to be able to show that they are able to do that. And so that starts in June, and it will go all of June, and we're excited for that. And it is interesting how many students, even though, you know, it's part of their summer, they really do enjoy that time with us. And it, Jackie was...
Will Bunny be working in the summer? Or does Bunny get the summer off?
Well, last summer I taught summer school, which is the first time I've taught in like 20 years, which I really actually enjoyed it. And if I do that again this summer, it's, I haven't decided yet, but then Bunny will come to work all summer. Yes.
Okay, Bunny.
Come on now, Bunny.
Bunny, you're getting a 12-month contract out of this. Bunny, I know a little
Bunny
bit about...
Bunny doesn't want me to leave the house without her now that she started
Bunny,
working.
I know a little bit about these negotiations. And, Bunny, I think Dr. Todd Pettit is... He's screwing the pooch. Let's just put it that way. You need to get more, Bunny. You need to get more. Thank you so much, Brenda, for bringing... I love it, though. You're so funny. What would you have done if I'd have said, get that mangy dog out of
well,
this radio station?
Well, Jackie did ask me about that. I said, well...
Do we have permission?
I said, no, but we'll just say we're sorry. We'll just say we're sorry.
Brenda knows it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. Yep. No, listen, we've had Secret Service dogs in here when the president came, and trust me, they were sniffing in places you didn't want to sniff in. I'm like, I don't have a bomb down there, and these were mean, vicious, you know, German shepherds, so it's nice to have a nice bunny.
Yes.
Yeah, you really don't want to name your therapy dog Killer.
Right.
Or Fang or something like that. Bunny is perfectly appropriate. Thank you so much, ladies, for your time today. Thank you, Bunny, for being such a good guest, best guest I've had in a long time. Jackie Martin, 7th grade counselor, thank you for all you do and for all the help you give. And Brenda Fleer, principal, let's get hopefully not too many kids in Summer Academy, but everybody that needs to go, hopefully their parents will say, yeah, this is important.
Absolutely.
Attendance, attendance, attendance. You can't learn anything if you're not in school. Thank
Absolutely.
You so very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It was my pleasure.